Welcome to the Plant Centered and Thriving Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kitchens. I'm a plant-based registered dietitian and virtual nutrition mentor. I was raised on an Angus cattle farm, grew up with a lot of GI issues, and used the power of plant-based eating to promote healing. Here you'll find inspiration, ideas, and encouragement for your own plant-based journey. I'm so thrilled you're here today. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. My name's Ashley and I'm here with Katie. Katie, what are we leaving behind in 2021?
Limiting beliefs.
Yes, we are. We are leaving behind limiting beliefs in 2021. We're going to go into 2022, writing our own stories, our own beliefs, our own thoughts, all those great things. And I've been so excited to record this episode for you. We are going to teach you how to leave behind these limiting beliefs in a very step-by-step process. So before we get started, let's just identify, Katie, what the difference is between a belief and a limiting belief. So I'm going to have you read what a belief is. And these are just taken from the Webster Dictionary. So Katie, what is a belief?
A belief is a thought you've thought over and over again, and you believe it. An acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists.
So that is a belief. And then a limiting belief is a thought that creates a result you don't want, or it limits your potential. It's a false belief that prevents you from pursuing your desires or doing something that's important to you. And part of the course contains this section. So a lot of the work that I do with my clients, that Katie does with her clients, is we work on mindset a lot, because that's a big part of this journey. Whether you're plant-based or new to plant-based, whether you've dieted 100 times or dieted 10 times or one time, no matter where you are or what you've gone through, working through some of these limiting beliefs can be incredibly empowering. And even though neither of us are psychologists, we're very, very passionate about being encouragers and empowers. So we're going to walk through how you can relinquish some of these limiting beliefs going into 2022. So some common limiting beliefs are things like I'm not good enough, or I'm not pretty or thin enough, or maybe I'm too old or I'm too young. I'm not smart enough, or I don't know enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. No one will listen to me, or no one cares about what I have to say. Or lastly, I can't be my real self or I'll be judged. So what these are is these are thoughts. These are very common limiting beliefs, limiting thoughts. And what happens is our thoughts influence our beliefs. So when we're telling ourselves something like, I can't be my real self or I'll be judged. So that's a thought, that's a belief that we're telling ourselves. And this affects our actions, which affects our reality. So think about it. Thoughts influence your beliefs, which influence your actions, which influences your reality. And it's just this cycle that is constantly repeated. So it's really up to you. And we're going to tell you how to, as best as possible, rewrite these thoughts, rewrite these beliefs that are more than likely coming from someone else or something else, not yourself. That is the common thing with limiting beliefs, is they're typically not your beliefs, is they either came from somebody else or something else. So wherever they came from, you ended up adopting these thoughts, and these past thoughts and beliefs really could be holding you back. And Katie and I have both dealt with this, and we are constantly working on being aware of the thoughts that pop up in our heads, of the beliefs that we're believing, and asking ourselves, is this actually true? Or where did this come from? You know, who told me this? Or why am I thinking this? And really trying to challenge some of those thoughts or beliefs that more than likely are not true. So Katie, what happens next?
This stops now. And why is this stopping now? Because you are meant for great things. And I want to read this quote: "You can't create a new future if your state of being is in the past," by Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Yep. You cannot create a new future if your state of being is in the past. And that ties back into a lot of these thoughts, a lot of these beliefs that we've maybe been hanging to, that maybe you've been hanging on to for a really long time. And it's time to relinquish them. And Katie and I both see, we've seen this in the mentorship, we've seen this with our one-on-one clients, we've seen this in the course, when you work, when you invest in your mindset, there are some really powerful things that can come out of it. And again, this is a large part of where we start when it comes to working with our clients, depending on the person, is really working towards relinquishing these limiting beliefs that are holding you back, holding our clients back, holding us back from moving forward with the things that we desire and are excited about in life.
I think it's important to realize that that flow chart, you know, if our thoughts affect our reality, then we can assume that if we can change our thoughts, we can change our reality. And that is powerful. We have the ability to change that just with changing those thought patterns that can be so detrimental. That's why we get so passionate and why it's something that we emphasize, because even if it's not related to our relationship with food, you can really apply it to anything in your life. Those thoughts are so powerful. So we're gonna talk about how to change those.
So part of this process, like Katie is talking about, is you have to get real and honest about the thoughts and beliefs you're holding on to. It's part of this process of getting really real with yourself. And a lot of what we end up doing is we encourage journaling. Journaling can be a great part of this process. It can really supplement you letting go of your limiting beliefs. So one thing I want to challenge you on is to set your timer for 3 to 5 minutes, maybe put on some writing music or journaling music, and really take the time to write down, just free write. Maybe you want to do it for more than 5 minutes, free write the thoughts and beliefs you've been holding on to and telling yourself, basically answering this question or this comment: the thoughts and beliefs I've been holding on to and telling myself are, and then just fill in the blank. And the thing is, you may need to unlearn, you may need to relearn, but the biggest part is paying attention to your thoughts and where they came from. And also answering the question, are they your thoughts? Or again, are they somebody else's? I remember this from elementary school, heck, even high school, of just comments being made about me, about my appearance, about what I'm doing. I was raised on a farm, so people had a lot of things to say about that. I showed cattle, I was in 4-H. And letting go of some of those thoughts, some of those comments, or some of those beliefs that I had wasn't easy, but I can reassure you that putting in this work can be really, really helpful.
So in order to truly release these beliefs from your life and let them go, you're going to need to go through the following steps. So if this is something that you want to practice at home, grabbing a piece of paper and a pen, putting on some writing music, write one of your limiting beliefs on top of a piece of paper. And as you write it, think about these really important questions. Is this belief true? Am I willing to be wrong about this belief? Am I really this belief? Ooh, that's a good one. What if I didn't believe this? What would I do? Am I going to choose to continue to believe this? Am I truly ready to leave this belief behind?
Yeah.
Those are some serious questions, right, Ashley?
Yes. That last question is a tough one to answer. And like you said too, am I really this belief? That's a tough one. But then also too, am I truly ready to leave this belief behind? Part of this process is really what matters is you, as best as possible, getting past your limiting beliefs. And again, Katie and I are coming from a place of encouragement and empowerment. And we've just seen such tremendous growth in clients and even friends and family who take the time to work through their limiting beliefs, which is why we're so passionate about it. Once you're ready to truly let these beliefs go from your life, you can crumple up that piece of paper that Katie was talking about and throw it away. Or you can burn the piece of paper, which is my personal favorite. There have been a few times where, you know how sometimes you just kind of get in a lull and you just have just maybe one of those off days or bad days, and those thoughts and those beliefs are sort of racing out of control in your mind. What can be really helpful is writing that thought or belief down, especially if it's not one that you align with, and crumbling up that piece of paper and throwing it away. Or like I said, I love to light mine on fire. Sometimes that can just be really helpful to be like, I'm releasing this thought from my brain. And I'm trying as best as I possibly can to rewrite that thought in one that aligns with what I truly believe. And this is work, again, that you really do have to do often. You can't just do it once. Like I said, Katie and I, we do this all the time because our brains are by no means are perfect and we don't live in a perfect world. There are going to be times when there's those days that you have thoughts that you're struggling to get rid of, or maybe that you've had for a really long time and you're wanting to get rid of them. So the idea is to catch your old stories, your old thoughts, your old beliefs, and replace them with new ones. And then from there, you have the power to choose a new story. Katie, I know we've talked before and we've worked together before. I know you have a great example of limiting beliefs that you've held on to.
Yes, I had several, and I've talked about this on the podcast before a few times with Ashley and I. You know, how I met Ashley was she was, I hired her to fix me. And we talked about so many things, but definitely limiting beliefs was one of the main parts of kind of getting my mindset on a different path. And I think one of my big limiting beliefs that I used to have about myself was I was in the position I was because I was a lazy person, because I didn't take care of myself and I wasn't worthy of taking care of myself and I was lazy. And so I kind of deserved everything that was wrong in my life. And it was my fault, basically. So working through these mindset exercises and recognizing that I got that belief from another person originally, and I had held on to it, and then I had believed it was true, and then it became part of my narrative and part of my actions and part of my reality. And I realized, you know, through working with Ashley, that it was just a thought and that I had the power to change that thought and stop believing that thought. And just that one limiting belief, because believe me, there was tons of them. But that one was a really powerful change that I was able to change the narrative and really change how I saw myself once that limiting belief was changed to something else where, you know, I'm a proactive person, or I am worthy to take care of myself. I want to invest in myself and take care of myself and spend time on myself. So I wasn't a lazy person. That wasn't something that defined me. So that mindset, it seems, from the outside, something easy to do, or maybe something that wouldn't have that much of effect if you're just learning about it. But it's really, really, really powerful and has the power, and you have that power to just recognize the patterns that your brain makes, and just breaking those patterns can really change your outlook on life and your reality.
And very similar, Katie, Rachel talks about this on her podcast episode, which is number 15. And she talks about how she would tell herself that she's not worthy over and over and over again. And that was something that she really had to break away from too. She had to rewrite that thought, that belief. And you're so, so right that this definitely takes time and energy. And it might not be just one limiting belief. Like you said, there might be a lot to work through, but as you start working through them, it is so, so worth it. And I think too, it becomes a little bit easier because you're like, oh, where did this belief come from? No, this one's going in the trash, or this one's going to be burned. And that's not to say it's never going to pop up ever again, but it can be really helpful just, again, be aware of your thoughts that are popping up and reframing them as best as possible. So speaking of reframing your thoughts, Katie, how are we working through that little diagram?
So I think just what Ashley was saying, once you get that awareness of those patterns, you can start breaking those patterns. So you're new thoughts are going to encourage your new beliefs, which are then going to change to new actions, which is then going to change to your brand new reality.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So this is another great example of a story of Eric Weinmeier, and it's one of the most remarkable stories I've ever heard. So first I'm going to quote him, and he says, "People get trapped into thinking about just one way of doing things." And I'm pulling this story from something that I read on the internet, which I thought was really profound about Eric. So when he was in the 9th grade, he lost his ability to see. And of course, he struggled with this new reality, but that did not stop him. the article, it says that he could have easily set limits on how far his life could go, but he didn't. Instead, guess what he ended up doing? He went on to climb each of the 7 summits. So these are the highest points on every continent on the planet. He went to climb each of the 7 summits. And he says too, if he had listened to what others had told him, you know, oh, you're blind, you can't do this, or you can't do that. Or what if he even told himself, I can't see, so there's no way I could do this. Then he would have never climbed each of those 7 summits. And that's what's so liberating about the power of breaking free from these limiting beliefs. It literally like propels you forward on this journey of really unlimited growth. And it allows you to see what it is that you could be or you could do or what you desire. It creates this new reality. Again, if Eric told himself that he couldn't do this, or if he listened to other people tell him there's no way you could do that, which I'm sure he heard that a lot, he never would have done that. But look at what he did. And it's such an incredible story.
I get chills just thinking about it. And I think it really comes down to, you know, there's so much in this life that we can't control, but one thing that we do have control over is our own thoughts. And to realize that those have such a profound effect on our reality, how we feel about ourselves and what we think about ourselves and what we tell ourselves over and over and over in some cases, mm-hmm. and how that has such a profound effect on the rest of our lives and why we need to, or we could benefit from taking the time and effort to put towards ourselves to changing those beliefs into beliefs that are actually true.
Yes, yes.
That are going to help propel us forward and, you know, reaching the goals that we want to reach.
And like you're saying, taking action on this type of thing. So if you find this is something you're struggling with, and like Katie was saying, like we can't necessarily control maybe that first thought that pops up, but we can work on controlling what comes next or how we rewrite that thought that pops up. And taking action like this, again, if you're struggling, I would really encourage you to, when you're in a safe space, if you're driving or wherever you're at, to really go home and take the time to work through some of these limiting beliefs, to write them down like we talked about more towards the beginning, and do your best to rewrite those stories for yourselves. Because taking action on this leads to results. It's incredibly empowering. And what that also does is it builds your confidence. And again, what all of this does too is it breaks your chains that were once tied to these limiting beliefs, which is, it's such an awesome place to be. It's liberating.
It is. And so we want that for all of you.
Yeah. And again, we also want to encourage you that we know this is not easy to do. It's not easy to relinquish these limiting beliefs. It is hard work. But again, that's what we said in the beginning, is that it's your job to really do this over and over and over again, and to really become aware of these thoughts that are popping into your head and challenging the heck out of them. Where did they come from? Is this my belief? Is this what I believe? Is this who I am? And this is something that we work on in the mentorship, which is coming up the end of January, 2022. So if that's something that you're interested in, we go through a lot of mindset work. We actually spend maybe like a week or two talking about mindset and doing journaling and really setting that foundation for ourselves, for our lives, for your life, for yourself. So if you're interested in that, you can click the link below to learn more about what that looks like. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you too for taking the time to work on your limiting beliefs. If that's something that you're going to do, I want to really encourage you to do that. And if you're feeling isolated and alone on this journey, especially with your limiting beliefs, I would highly encourage you to join the mentorship. It's 12 weeks of being together with like-minded people who are on a similar journey as you're on. And there's just something really empowering about hearing other people go through the process of relinquishing their limiting beliefs as well, doing it together. There's something really powerful about a group setting. I think it's called a mastermind for a reason. So we would love to see you in there if you feel called to join. We'd love to have you. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Plant Centered and Thriving podcast today. If you found this episode inspiring, please share it with a friend or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally say thank you. Until next time, keep thriving.